This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day. There's a very powerful quote from Pascal, and it reads, "All man's miseries derive from not being able to sit quietly in a room alone." So I want to invite you today to consider a little quiet. Quiet the noise and invite an opportunity for clarity. Do you find yourself tempted to turn on the television, the radio, or to make a telephone call or write a text message? Look, in our world, peace is not made. It is created. So I guess my question is, are you building a life that supports peace and tranquility, or one that fosters stress and entertains fear? In these times of overstimulation and chaos, your body is receiving and transmitting multiple signals with every breath. You are a sponge that absorbs, consciously or unconsciously, the energy that surrounds you. Peace is a discipline. It is a conscious choice that requires actions aligned with your intention. So if you want to invite more peace into your life, why don't you begin today? Take 10 minutes. Yes, come on. You can afford 10 minutes. 10 entire minutes for silence. Lock yourself away in a quiet room. Turn the phone off and do not allow yourself to be distracted for this entire 10 minutes. Sit in an upright position to avoid the temptation of falling asleep. And, you know, don't make it more than it needs to be. Do not attempt to quiet your thoughts. This will probably only frustrate you if you're not an experienced meditator. Just sit in the quiet. If it speaks to you, make it your objective to visit a place in your mind that you've always wanted to visit, an island, a mountain, the ideal vacation getaway. Allow yourself to experience all of the imagined sensations of that place. And when your thoughts begin to wander, as thoughts often do, and they may get very loud at first, simply allow them, just watch them go by, but continue on your journey to that dream destination. I guarantee you an experience of greater peace and relaxation. Success or sabotage? Success requires great clarity. It is never fully realized.